are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, here's wishing each and every one of you a very good morning, a very good Thursday morning. It is Thursday, it's the 29th of May, as we whip our way through the month of May, probably because I wasn't here for 3 weeks of it. Great to be with you. Welcome to this morning's breakfast show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Starting us off, by the way, this morning, as a birthday, as we do, and there's no clue in the name of this one, John H. Bolsey. Was born on this day in the year 1823. Now, he was a American master carpenter and an inventor, inventing a practical folding wooden stepladder and receiving the first U.S. patent issued for a safety stepladder. So definitely a step in the right direction.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
And there we go. What a nice, easy way to start a Thursday morning. Lily was here. And that's an instrumental, of course, by the English musician, David A. Stewart, also known as being one of Eurythmics, and the Dutch saxophonist, Candy Dulfer. And it was released as a single in 1989 from the soundtrack of the same name. Now, David A. Stewart invited Candy Dulfer, who had not previously released any of her material, to play the saxophone on this instrumental. The single became a major hit and stayed at the number one position for 5 weeks in the Netherlands. Because of this success, the single was also released in the United Kingdom, Europe and the United States, where it became a hit as well, reaching number six in the UK and even rising to number 11 in that tough US market. Success of this instrumental encouraged Dulfer to compose music for her own album, which she titled Sexuality. Oh, it's the Prince of Music. When Doves Cry.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
comes from the band Europe, The Final Countdown. And by the way, Europe, they're a Swedish rock band, by the way. It was released in 1986. Yes, 40 years ago. In actual fact, it may have 1986. Well, to be precise, 39 years ago. But I was thinking, as I do sometimes, when I was a kid in the 1950s, we never listened to music from 1910. There was very little music in 1910 we could play then. But you see, you've got all this music for all these decades that you can listen to and enjoy. Anyway, it is time. 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, we're going to get you in the shower and all spruced up, looking good, smelling good. Remember, especially if you're on the metro, plenty of underarm deodorant this morning. This is... You Made Me Feel Mighty Real from Jimmy Somerville. You can't mistake Jimmy Somerville's voice, can you? Absolutely not. You make me feel mighty real. Right, that's it then. Out of the shower you get, on your way to wherever it is you're going. It is Thursday morning. And if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just coming down to 19 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. Now, coming up this morning, we have it on good authority. Alex is going to be popping in and chatting with us in the second hour today. We'll also be checking in with Ingrid as well, having a quick chat if we've got time with Yasmin, because it's one of those mornings, I'm afraid. I have to disappear a little bit early this morning. Continuation of why I had to leave on Tuesday. Nothing to do with me personally, but I'm saying goodbye to a very good friend of ours who is sadly no longer with us. So I'll be wrapping up after the news at 9 o'clock this morning. But we'll be keeping you well entertained between now and then. Plenty of great music, of course. Like this one from Blondie. Call me. And by the way, don't forget you can contact us here on 6904 7006.
Show with Jerry D.
Something depends on you. one day you'll find true love. I say maybe there must be a solution to the one thing you can find.
Called The Look of Love Part 1. If you know your alphabet, you know the name of this group. Yes, it's ABC. We've got time to squeeze a little bit of Kylie Minogue in, take us down to the bottom of the hour. Then we'll be looking at some of the international news for this morning. It's all so depressing. If we've got time, we'll try and find a couple of antidepressants for you as well. She goes off into the distance, Kylie Minogue and Tears on My Pillow. Quick good morning to Jessica. Drop me a little line. Says, good morning, Jerry. Oh, you're taking me back to my teenage years with the music this morning. Please stop. No. She did say, just kidding. Good stuff. So good morning to you, Jessica. I won't tell you the music from my teenage years. And you have to wind up the player. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. It's time for us to do this.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
You know what I mean? You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Wake up, Panama, the sun is bright. Jerry D's on air with Morning Light. 89.3, we're feeling fine. Tune in weekdays, you're right on time. Coffee's hot and the vibes are strong. Jerry D got the groove all day long. From 7 to 10, he's got your back. With 89.3, you'll stay on track.
Cool FM presents The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. The Breakfast Show. Better than coffee.
I Can't Dance from Genesis. I used to be able to, quite well actually. But now it's the back, you know. Right, American Airlines flight attendant Nina Vida has gone viral after sharing her very royal encounter from one of her recent commercial flights. In the clip, which has amazed now 30,500 views, Core Media spills the details and what it was like to serve Meghan Markle. Mm-hmm. You guys will never believe who I just had on my flight, who I had the pleasure of serving, she begins. The Queen, the Princess, the Duchess of Sussex. Come on now, that's overdoing it a bit. Yes, she is the Duchess of Sussex. But that's it. Starstruck, Vita explains how she and her colleagues sent Markle a note saying that it was a pleasure to serve her. The note was signed by the AA girlies, and the group got the shock of their lives when the former Duchess of Sussex, who is known for her love of handwritten notes, sent one back. It said, she said, the TikToker, she held up the subscribe napkin in the clip with the message reading as follows. Dear AA girlies, thank you for the love, hospitality and the handwritten note. You know me well. All love right back to you. And she signed off the note with, as ever, Meg. As several commentators have pointed out, as ever is the name of the Suits alum's new wellness company, making the note not just an interesting keepsake, but also a shrewd example of self-promotion. Gosh, that's not like her. I can barely read this cursive, but look at this handwriting, Vida added. It's giving rich. It's giving expensive. It's giving princess. It's a note. She also said that she loved my nails. And the captain on my last flight said that they were intense. So it doesn't matter what you think. But the Queen said she likes them. The Queen is Camilla. Okay, it's just simple. Nothing complicated about it. Jessica says to me, she says, could we hear Styx? Too much time on my hands. That explains a lot. There you go. That's what it's called. It's called Too Much Time on My Hands. Comes from Styx for Jessica this morning. Taking her back to her teenage years. I tell you what, going back to teenage years, you want to know what I had when I was playing when I was a teenager? I was 19 years of age. I was working on Forces Radio Charger and playing tracks like this one.
Jerry D.
And there we go. Yes, I played them then and I'm playing them again. This is Sam and Dave. Soul Man.
Oh, man.
yes, they don't make them like they used to do. In 1967, both of those tracks were released. We started off with Sweet Soul Music, and that was by Arthur Connolly, and as I say, released in March of 1967. I was just 18, and written by Connolly together with Otis Redding. It's based on the Sam Cooke song, Yeah Man, from his posthumous album called Shake. And the opening riff is a quote from Elmer Bernstein's score for the 1960 movie, The Magnificent Seven. In the US, Sweet Soul Music, that reached number two on the Billboard Hot 100 behind The Happening by The Supremes, and number two on the Billboard R&B chart. Overseas, it peaked at number seven in the UK singles chart, and Sweet Soul Music sold over 1 million copies and was awarded a gold disc. Following on from that one, that's, I mentioned, Sam and Dave and Soul Man, and that was also 67, composed by Isaac Hayes, together with David Porter, first successful as a number two hit single by Atlantic Records, Soul duo Sam and Dave. And now that consisted of Samuel, Sam Moore, and David, Dave Prater. In 2019, Soul Man, that was selected for preservation in the National Recording Registry as culturally, historically, and aesthetically significant by the Library of Congress. Not to mention the fact that in those days I just kept playing it, because I loved it. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're making our way to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Wake up, Panama, the sun is bright. Jerry D's on air with Morning Light. 89.3, we're feeling fine. Tune in weekdays, you're right on time. Coffee's hot and the vibes are strong. Jerry D got the groove all day long. From 7 to 10, he's got your back. With 89.3, you'll stay on track.
Cool FM presents The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. The Breakfast Show. Better than coffee.
With all the tracks you remember, it's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
I'm Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze. And skipping over the ocean like a stone. Oh, oh. Clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, today is Thursday. Wow, we're getting close to that magical weekend number. Yes, indeed. Okay, so as I said, we discovered a avocado tree, and it has some avocados on it. So my buddy, Lisier, is going to come. I don't know. I have to wait until we harvest what fruit there's up there. Harvest that before we start trimming the trees back. My understanding, my dad said, if too much energy goes into the foliage, not enough goes into the produce. Similar to like tomatoes, when you have to sucker your tomatoes, which, by the way, we have a tomato tree growing over there, and it is full of green little tomatoes that, again, was one of those things called volunteer. The cook, after she had made some lunch or dinner or something, had taken the seeds, and we always throw the leftover leftover organic material into the garden, because one, it's very good for the garden, and it, you know, it's not filling the trash bin, and it gets rid of things like that, and it also adds nutrients into the ground, as well as little critters get to feed on it. Which, speaking of little critters, we had to move the cat bin. We moved the cat bin over to the Lady Lanyap because it was in front of the bitch bunker, and Chelsea could see it, and she would bark at them when she could see them eating. So we put it over there, and I think the big iguana, or an opossum, was over there tipping over the food bin. So we decided to move it back over here to the bitch bunker and put a cabinet in front of. I've got a place where I keep all of my irrigation supplies outside in one of those plastic cabinets that like a boot bench. So all of that's out there, and we put that so she can't see them eating, because she gets a little crazy when she sees them putty tats eating their food. She's allowed to get crazy, but we try to keep her calm because we're not allowed to get her too excited over the next couple of months. So she feels, I think she's feeling better. We'll see. I know I'm feeling better. I'm getting ready to go to work in Dubai. Yeah, I gotta go to work. Okay, until next time, which is Freaky Friday Fun Facts is tomorrow. See you then. Back to you in the studio.
While it's burning.
There we go. That is the Ivy League and tossing and turning. Big thanks to Ingrid for checking in with us this morning. And it's a good morning to Yasmin.
Good morning.
It's Happy a Thursday. Good morning. And it's a good morning to Alex.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you.
Nice to be here.
Because I haven't seen you for quite a while.
Yeah. Lucky you.
Well, yes, that's what I thought. That's why I took a vacation. So how is everything? Busy?
Yes. More so than usual. I'm trying to keep up with all the stuff that I have to do, both, you know, at work and doing all sorts of other stuff outside of work. As, for example, I don't know if I've mentioned it before, the Internet Society of Panama, the Panama chapter. Mm-hmm. The Internet Society is an organization that is there to help with Internet governance and help all the stakeholders and so on to, you know, for bettering the use of Internet across the world and, you know, making sure that people have the access that they need, you know, fighting censorship, fighting, you know, corporate takeover of the Internet and so on. And I was elected VP for the next 2 years, so that's a big challenge as well, helping the rest of the team to, you know, accomplish their goals. One of the bigger ones that we had the opportunity to showcase the other day was something called community networks, where we go to places like Pararapuru and things like that, and we set up like community networks where they share an internet connection using different sorts of technologies that has to be sustainable. I mean, it has to run
is
on solar power.
Like, yeah, I'm going to say this is out in the middle of nowhere.
Fortunately, we have people like our friend Russell that can help with everything that has to do with networking and all the red tape and everything because all of his experience and so on. But yeah, it's been an interesting couple of past few weeks.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Hey, morning to Yaz.
Good morning, again.
And again. So how was your day yesterday?
I went to the foundation and did some videos, record some videos.
That's it?
At home, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, because Renee, now Renee, you see, Renee has come
good
in.
Morning.
And look at her, this is her garden. Only looks sort of 5 minutes ago, doesn't it? But you see, the thing is, she's got so. Oh, she says, my all-time favorite flower in our yard, purple curcuma.
In the
turmeric family. Doesn't look like a curcuma. Cucumber's long and green, isn't it?
No, that's cucumber, not curcuma or turmeric.
I love language.
Which one it is? It's cucumber or
it's curcuma?
Curcuma.
Curcuma. Yeah. Curcuma. So you go say it quickly. Curcuma. Curcuma. So, right, now. But look what she does with it. I hate to keep being nice to her, but look, she's...
Wow, that's lovely.
Flower arranging. She does everything, doesn't she? Flower arranging, she does cooking, she does all this kind of
creative,
thing.
She's very creative,
you know. Mm-hmm. Hey, Rick. You don't know how lucky you are. I bet he does, really.
Yeah.
So isn't that lovely? He says, good morning. So happy to see sunshine, blue sky. Stop it. My phone keeps going. So happy to see sunshine and blue skies today. It was stormy all day long yesterday. Thankfully for the sunshine today. Please play It's a Sunshine Day by the Brady Bunch. I don't think I'm going to have time to do that this morning because I'm leaving a little bit early today. Last hour, but I'll make a note of that, and it'll be on the list for mañana.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we have Rowena. Rowena and Phil dropped me a line.
Good
says, world's first mass-produced flying car. Will you?
Renee,
every time you do that, it's going ding-dong on my phone. Now I'm going to have to put it in Do Not Disturb.
No ding-dongs for you.
Hang on. Where's the? I put it in Renee mode. See? Silence. Nothing like live radio. But look, Rowena sent us this. Now, this is a thing, Alex, up here. See, look, flying cars.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, here's a tech antidepressant for Dr. Computer Day. Now, it's interesting you sent me that because looking at that, I mean, that's sort of, when I see cars like that, they're a bit sort of cumbersome. But I saw one yesterday, a launch of a Japanese car company that's gone into making the flying drones for people. Incredible.
Yeah.
It can do it autonomously, or you can fly it. You can call it, and it'll take you anywhere you want to go, and it'll land and do whatever it has to do.
Yeah, they should call it the Wonkavator, because...
You're not allowed to do that kind of thing on the program.
No, but really, I think flying cars, we shouldn't have them for the same reason we don't have flying cows. If a car just breaks down in the middle of the road, you just turn to a side and you know, that's that.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, if it fails while it's in the air, that's...
It's interesting, because that's one of the things that they made sure they covered. They showed the actual, it was launched, and they showed that in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got 8 rotors.
Mm-hmm.
2 on each of its forearms. Mm-hmm. 1, 2 fails, the others can continue.
I think that's a great approach.
Each one has an independent motor. So I think that's, you know...
Maybe they should call Dr. Dyson and tell...
We were talking about that. This guy Dyson is incredible, because, you know, he makes all these sort of hair dryers and vacuum cleaners and...
Fans.
Exactly. And I was watching a launch. He's just done it in Japan. And it is one of these sort of little floor vacuum cleaners with like a broom handle type thing. It's incredible. The motor that he's designed is about the size of, it's a 500-something coin in Japan. And this motor, beautiful to look at, the engineering, it spins at 140,000 RPM. So when you turn the broom on, you can fly it. You can be a witch. But no, it's incredible, and it's all done. And he's developed these special rollers for the thing, and they're like a cone shape, but they're on the floor, but they're cone shape. Because one of the problems you probably know with vacuuming is the others, you get the hair wrapped around the brushes, and then you've got to try cutting it all off or whatever. This works in such a way that when it picks up hairs, they just slide to the end, and you just pick them off. The guy's brilliant.
Definitely.
So if anybody doesn't want a flying car, you can get a flying broomstick.
Yeah, not the Nimbus 3000, but yeah.
Oh, talking of which, I saw one of these in...
Hogwarts?
No, we're getting close. But no, I saw one of these when we were in Spain. We got a taxi. And on the dashboard, he had this sort of thing. And it had... I looked at it and I thought, I know what that is. And Christina looked at it as well. I said, yeah. I said, that's a... Was it a snitch?
From Quidditch.
Yeah. Huh?
Nice.
And it's on the dashboard. And what happens is, it's also sort of fresh air. What happens is that when the sun comes out, it spins like crazy. And it's so cool. I got one.
Oh. Awesome.
I got it off Amazon. I found it on Amazon. But and talking just quickly about cars, I was saying about the taxis. The amount of hybrid cars, but they're cars we don't see here at all. And I'm talking from the likes of Toyota. Majority of the cars, they're Corolla hybrids. And man, these are beautiful cars. And this is a good story. When we went from the hotel in Madrid to the airport, we asked the hotel, said, how long is it going to take in the morning? Quite early, because we had an early flight. We said, oh, at that time in the morning, no problem. It'll take maximum half an hour to get there. So I said, okay. And anyway, we'll book you a cab. So they booked us a cab. It's one of the Corollas. Firstly, there was plenty of room in the back to put these 2 big suitcases and everything else. Not like the little, what do they call those things? A little Rio thing or something here in Panama?
Picanto.
You can just about get your shopping basket in the back. So anyway, we set off. And he arrived at, I think it was about 7:10. Oh, no, sorry, 7:02. And I'm not kidding you, we were at the airport at 7:13. This car is so quick. And say it's a hybrid, but when he puts the foot on, you can feel it. And man, he went down in and out of the cars or whatever. It was incredible. And, you know, like I was saying to you before we started, if we want to be a tourist centre, we want to take tourism centre, get the crap off the streets. I'm sorry to say that, but it is. You know, our taxis don't have meters, they don't have anything. And this, if you want to be a tourist, then it's got to stop. Because you can't, you don't know who you're getting in the car with. They don't have meters. You don't know how much you're going to pay. They're going to charge you depending on who you look like. I know somebody who got charged from going to the old town into Paitia, $20.
Wow.
Exactly.
Was that like they carried them on their shoulders or something?
No. But, you know, we've really got to take this seriously. If you want to be a tourist center, please make us tourist friendly. Because we've been all over Europe. You just put your hand out, stop a car, get in it, the meter's running, and that's it.
So, yeah, here it's like somebody else puts a hand out, gets you in a car, and then you disappear.
Yes, anything else exciting happening to you? No, that's it then. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, the other thing, you've got a topic we want to talk about, and the other thing was that I mentioned to you yesterday, I got a message from... Was it Malware? Somebody, I can't remember the name who it was. But anyway, somebody said they're now doing a IP address for you wherever you want it permanently. And then you said, you pointed out, well, the thing is, because you go on, don't you now? They're catching on. You go on and they say, sorry, you're using a VPN. If you know, so you can't get access. And you came back to me and said, well, yes, they will give you because... The other VPNs go through the sort of like data centers or whatever, and then they can see that. And then you said this one will give you like a personal home type IP address.
Basically, for context, a lot of people use VPNs nowadays. Mm. In your case, you were using NordVPN. That's why you got the notification. I use NordVPN as well. And one of the great things about using VPNs is that you can access content that would technically be unavailable to you because of geographic restrictions, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which you and I agree that is ridiculous, but that's the world we live in. And unfortunately, some access is limited because the service itself could be Netflix, could be BBC, could be so mm-hmm. on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Since they have to comply with these regulations and contracts and things like that, they have to make a reasonable effort to determine where you are coming from. And it used to be that just the IP address alone was enough, but now with VPNs, what they do is they look at who owns the IP address mm-hmm. that you get assigned randomly from the UK, if you want to watch the BBC. And if that address, that IP address that you're borrowing technically for a little while, is or belongs to a data center provider, then they can say, hey, that's weird. Why is somebody inside a data center trying to watch the BBC? That's probably something routing the traffic from elsewhere. I'm not going to let that go in. And you could, you know, write the service and say, hey, no, that's my home address or whatever. Maybe get it accepted or whatever. But the problem is the next time you log into your VPN, you're going to get another IP address and you're going to get the same kind of issue. So what some VPN providers, in this case NordVPN, is doing is they're assigning a block of IP addresses that they are either leasing or they own, and they've assigned it for residential use, and they've paid all their licensing as like an internet service mm-hmm. provider, mm-hmm. just like here in Panama, MasMovil or Tigo or any other provider would. And then they're kind of leasing it out or subleasing it out to you, and you get that IP address assigned to you in that country. So from the next time that you use one of your services, you're not sharing an IP address with thousands of people, which could raise a red flag with the mm-hmm. service mm-hmm. providers. And it's assigned to a residential address, so it doesn't also raise that red flag. So it's a lot less likely, yet not completely impossible, for those services to determine that you're not really where you say you are. So for about, I think it was $4 a month or something like that,
mm-hmm.
they're letting you use that IP address in that way.
Okay, because what I'm thinking of here, for instance, you know, I like to watch a lot of BBC content, etc. Mm-hmm. So they can give me a IP address, which would be basically in the United Kingdom.
Yes.
How do I switch backward and forward? Is it the same way that I connect now to the VPNs that they have in other places? It just it'll be my own personal one? Because, you know, like a lot of things, for instance, banks or some of the financials, and they recognize your computer. So if I use a different IP address, I got to go all the way through the thing about, do you want to use this big? And so I can switch backward and forwards without any problem.
You can do it in two ways. One would be to use the VPN and then choose your particular IP address, which should show up on the list of places that you can connect to.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have a capable router that does support using connections like NordVPN on the router itself, then everything in your home would be behind that single IP address, just like it is now with the Panama IP address. But it would be an IP address somewhere else.
But that's going to be because, for instance, my bank knows I'm in Panama, but then they're going to be seeing an IP address, which is in the UK.
Correct. And that would probably defeat the purpose.
So, yeah. So what I want to be able to do is be on my Panama, but when I want to go to watch UK content, switch to the UK IP. And that can be done easily?
Yes, usually by just changing
like
the server.
Like you would by signing into another.
In my case, for example, I have a TV at home that has Amazon Fire built in because it's like an Amazon-branded TV. And what I do is I run the NordVPN app on the TV, and the TV, I can choose what server to use. And I have found that server number 6474, because I tried like dozens of them, never gets picked up by, or at least hasn't yet been picked up by Netflix or the others as a VPN address. So that's the one I have it permanently set to. But my computer, I just choose whatever server is more convenient. And for example, I sometimes choose a Panama server on the VPN because I want to log on to a website that only allows connections from Panama, but I don't want to necessarily give out my IP address for whatever reason.
Okay, good. All right. So it might be worth having a try because it's on special offer at the moment. So now the other thing is, you mentioned, or you sent me a thing. It's something you want to talk about today?
Oh, yeah. There's been a whole lot of hype in the news about the whole AI video generation tools now. You've probably seen some example videos, for example, I think there was one where they were showing a certain president kissing a certain magnate's feet in a public office somewhere. And the thing is, now with Google coming out with a new tool that does that plus sound, including like music or sound effects or even different accents, only in English for now, it kind of raises the bar and makes all the others look like silent film era, you know, graphics. But yeah, it's everything from, you know, long form videos to more than 30 frames per second. It's really concerning for a lot of people. Some people are saying, hey, this is great because you can storyboard ideas more quickly if you're like making a movie or doing some creative work or whatever. I think it still lacks some features. Like, for example, there's not a lot of consistency. I mean, if you have like one angle with a character and then you suddenly change the angle with a character, its hair is in a different place and things like that. Little things that need to be taken care of. But what I think is really important is that all these tools need to start incorporating things like watermarking, not as a checkbox, but as a compliance thing, because they're coming up on elections in a lot of places in the world right now, and this could be misused in a lot of ways. Also, people need to take into account that you have to be more wary about what you see on the internet, be it ads or content or whatever. I mean, we've all seen, you've probably run into at least half a dozen ads a day of fake videos featuring this country's president saying, oh, if you invest $250 with me, you're going to win $10,000 a week or whatever. I've seen them make mistakes, like Yaz mentioned the other day, where the guy's speaking in like Indonesian or whatever because somebody typed the wrong thing on the AI generator. I mean, to hear the president speak in perfect Brazilian Portuguese is interesting, and then be followed up by one of our local anchors speaking perfect Roman accent Italian, describing what they just said or whatever is funny. But it stops being funny when it starts becoming used as a political tool, which I have no doubt they're going to try and use that in any, you know, upcoming elections here in Panama and pretty much everywhere in the world. So we have to be really careful in this age where it's so, I would say, cheap, not necessarily easy, but at least it's cheap to generate fake content. So we have to, you know, keep our eyes open.
So things like Donald Trump casting his vote in Moscow would probably be fake news?
I would think so, because, yeah, he would have to, yeah.
By the way, some of them, you know, like some of the shorts that you see on YouTube or whatever, some of them, like, say, with a tiger or something, and it's doing something with it. I don't know. They're just, I can just tell.
Mm-hmm.
Either they're too clear or they're too cloudy or the movements or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it is getting more and more. And I mean, I was talking to somebody the other day. I remember, you know, when we first started to work with data on our phones and so on and so forth. And I remember saying at the time, said, one day the time will come when you will just pay a certain amount of money each month, and that will be for data, and that will cover everything, your phone calls, your, you know. But it's basically where we are now. And I think the thing with all these, if I, you know, on my phone, I've got a couple of them that I have sort of here at the side of my, I've got Copilot, I've got Gemini, I've got ChatGPT on there, and there's the interpreter. But,
you know, it's free in Dubai for every citizen now.
Well, AI.
Yeah, or I think it was Dubai or Emirates, one of the two. They just made an alliance with OpenAI, and now it's free for every citizen. I mean, for a moment, I thought, okay, combine all of what you just said, all those services that we use to do things, with something like universal basic income, and you've got Star Trek.
Yeah. No, I mean, I see the day when we won't talk about AI because it's going to be built into everything anyway.
Yeah.
So you won't go specifically. I mean, I actually try because, you know, I have Windows 365 or whatever, so I now have Copilot, which is included. Mm-hmm. I thought, let me turn it on the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really quite hilarious. Let me see if I can get him, because when I talk to the guy, it's just like talking to...
Star Wars droids.
You know, so, hello. Watch it, mate. Good morning.
Morning. What's on your mind today?
Not much. I was just seeing anything special with regards to the weather in the Republic of Panama today.
Looks like a rainy day in the Republic of Panama today, with a high of around 31 degrees Celsius and a chance of rain showers. Anything else you want to know?
No, that's it for the moment, mate. Thanks a lot. Catch you later.
Talk soon, Jerry. Take care.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Is just having an ordinary conversation with somebody.
Yeah.
And you could change the voice. You're gonna, but I understand him. I don't need an interpreter. But
I'm sure he's familiar with 6 million forms of communication.
but we're getting to that stage, isn't it? I mean, and with that kind of thing, which does everything on your phone, it's just going to make life a lot easier for even for older people. Because they've got somebody they can just talk to and they'll get an answer. Mm-hmm. You don't. I mean, I'm sick to death of this thing sitting in the corner because it's as dumb as two short planks. You know, I get somebody, I don't know that. I don't know how to do that. What's the matter with these
or
people?
Or worse, here's an answer for somebody who answered this on Amazon Answers.
Yeah, but what's the matter with Amazon?
They haven't figured out how to milk you for more money yet.
You know, they're way behind.
You know, if they asked me, I would say, hey, you already have the Amazon Prime thing for like $100 and something a year. Tack on maybe $50 to that or something, and people will gladly pay for it. And you don't even have to use your own AI. Just let users pick the one they have already and tie it in. Just use it like a dumb Bluetooth speaker, because right now it's not much more than that, at least not in comparison.
I'm just saying, because we're talking about Taxi Zero. Renee, in actual fact, just dropped me. It might have been her thing. When we were in Panama last month, the taxi driver tried to charge us $20 from Casco Viejo to the La Meridian Hotel. Rick stood firm, even though the guy insisted it was correct. It was the correct fee. And after Rick threatened to involve the police, who were across the street, the taxi driver backed down, asked inside the hotel, and they told us, no way, $20, $10 at the most. Even that's expensive, really, which is what we paid him. And the other thing, one thing that Renee brought up yesterday was she went to a baseball game and she bought tickets. And when you walked in, it was all done by face recognition. And she also mentioned that, I have a major league baseball app loaded, tickets there, and of course I had to scan my face with the app, then walk right into the stadium. She said, we boarded our last flight from US Virgin Islands to Houston, also using face recognition. That means then they've got your biometric detail, which they can just put anywhere and everywhere. So no matter where you go, your face can be recognized.
Yeah. For good and bad.
But it's just scary.
A little bit. A little bit. But it's so convenient. Yeah, I mean, biometrics are everywhere. I've been kicked out of so many places already.
But you didn't need that. that's normal. I mean, but anything new happened to you? Like?
No, I mean, it's really, you know, what the way I see it is, we as citizens, members of a society, have to hold our, you know, people in public office accountable for making good use of that technology. Because like any other technology, fire, knives, wheels, you can use it to harm people. And we should be wary of who we put in charge of making the decisions to use that information in order to, you know, improve our lives, not to hurt them. So it's on us.
But the thing is, it's been proved time and time again that governments are not trustworthy.
Then we need to change who we put in government so that they are trustworthy. Or we have to become trustworthy ourselves in order to run for office and things like that. We need to change. Because unfortunately, at least my opinion is, people in government are a reflection of the people that put them there. So we need to do better for ourselves.
Because, I mean, you could have a case where you've got a rogue cop or you've got a brother. And he wants to basically stalk somebody.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to do it in person now. He can just set up on his computer or whatever. Hey, where's this? And you're going to be found everywhere because the cameras are everywhere.
So we need to talk to our legislators to make better laws that demand a way to have all of these accesses of information be stored in a way that's not alterable, so that if anybody does this and goes outside of what they're supposed to do because of the scope of their work, you will find out immediately and you will be prosecuted for it. We have examples. For example, Estonia. You know, if you wanted to sell your car to me, you can provide me with temporary permission to look at the records for your car to see if it's been in an accident, mm-hmm, if it's been fixed, if it's got its maintenance, you know, on time and so on. And if somebody else outside of you and me watches over that transaction, there's a log somewhere. And they can go to jail for looking at your private transaction with me without a valid reason. And the moment they do, there's an alert. So definitely, we need to do more things like that where, you know, access to information is controlled in a way that cannot allow itself to be used or abused in that manner without consequence.
Or if you're going to do something naughty, wear a mask.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise does it all the time.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. He's got a new movie coming out.
Yeah. And from what I've heard, it's like the, you know, the top of all the over-the-top things that he's done for movies. So, yeah. You know, I hope to see it soon.
Andreas was mentioning yesterday, apparently, I mean, he's in his 60s now, and he's still doing the stunts himself.
Well, I would say Jackie Chan, who's like, what, 100 now? He's still doing his stunts. I just saw an interview where they asked him about the stunts and if he's ever going to quit. He said, no, I'm going to try and do my stunts until the last, you know, as long as I can. He says, in the 70s, I could do like triple kicks. In the 90s, I could do double kicks. Nowadays, I can only do single kicks. But, you know, while I still have the strength. And it's interesting because, I mean, I've been looking at pictures of people my age when I was a kid, and they look like they were 100. And, you know, people are aging better nowadays for whatever reason. We have access to, yeah, I mean, you don't look a day over 50. So definitely, you know, we're somehow doing better in that regard.
And tell me, because you're sort of pretty well tuned into to what goes on here, and the new government has been settled in for some time now, almost a year. Are we improving with regards to our technology here in Panama?
In some ways, yes, but not well enough, not fast enough, for several reasons. One, it's just my personal opinion. I think we could do better in the kind of professionals that we have running IT departments in different institutions in this country. I think they should fear less and embrace more the technologies that, you know, allow us to do a lot of things. We should definitely work together to improve the legislation that does the legal framework for stuff to be built upon here in Panama, which has improved in the sense that we're now no longer 50 years late to the party. We're just like 20 years behind in like legal frameworks and a lot of things. For example, silly things like if you want to make a phone call from like your phone system to a cell phone, you have to go through the cell phone network and not straight through the internet or whatever, like in every other country. Because of a like a legislative bug from like the 90s when that law was being created. And I could probably sit down here and mention at least 15 or 20 other things that should be improved in the legal framework before we start doing things. But yeah, there's a lot of improvement to be made. There's a lot of young people with really good intentions, really good technological know-how and tools that should be let, you know, work all of this stuff into the systems. And there's a lot of legacy stuff that needs to start being phased out in favor of equally, if not more reliable things. Because, yes, I understand. I've worked with mainframes. They are at, you know, at the very least, they're reliable because they were built for reliability. But we need to work on better things to have better services, and just like on like an Amazon portal, you can buy everything from, you know, AstroTurf to, you know, zoology or whatever. You should be able to just log on a website or have an app on your phone or whatever, or maybe even an agent that you could talk to and say, hey, how much do I owe in back taxes or whatever, and be able to pay it right away. Or say something like, hey, I need to, you know, do a street party next week. Who do I talk to get the permits?
You try talking to somebody these days on the, it's rubbish because you get a bot. And then, or when you do get somebody, and then if you're typing and you're typing too long, guess what? You've got to talk to somebody else. You've got to start again. That's really, really annoying.
Yeah, because they get the cheap people or they get the cheap bots. I mean, can you imagine if you had Copilot for government?
Well, I tell you what, here's an example of something happened this week. I got a message from Banco General. And through Banco General, I can pay my American Express every month, whatever, da-da. Then I get a message saying that on instructions from American Express, with effect from the 31st of July, you'll no longer be able to use the app or the online service to pay your Amex bills. So I got onto Amex, and they don't seem to know anything about it. They came back and said, well, the reason that Banco Popular, I said, hang on, I'm not talking about Banco Popular. I don't know where the hell they are. I'm talking about Banco General. You sent this message out. So what are the alternative arrangements that you're making?
Mm-hmm.
No answer. They don't know.
My guess, they probably got an increase in their transaction bill when doing that payment because they probably want a piece of that action. And the guys on the other side said, no way. And they said, well, it's not worth the business then because it's just Jerry and some three or four other people.
Thank you, Alex. And on that note, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And it's been great to see you. Hopefully we'll see more of you. It's nice to know you're busy. And congratulations on your chairman's job or president?
Vice president.
Vice president.
Yeah. I'm just a spare tire. I'm there to, you know, cheer for the rest of the team who's actually doing the hard work.
So vice, I think, is the operative word here.
Yes.
Yes. All right, Alex. Thanks so much for being with us here on this morning's breakfast show. If you're keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way up to the top of the hour, about a minute and a half away. In natural fact, I'm going to go straight to the news because, as I did mention earlier, I'm sorry, but I am going to have to leave that bit early today. So after the news, I'll be saying my goodbyes.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
And I must say I'm sorry, but that's it for today's program, as I have to go off and do some other duties. So my big thanks this morning to Alex, to Ingrid for checking in with us, of course, and to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, our co-producer Neil Danby over there in the United Kingdom, and to Isaac, who's very kindly been going to help us swap over that little bit earlier this morning. Thank you, Isaac. And last but not least, yes, to you lot, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show. We'll be back with you at the same time tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning. And all I want you to do between now and then is be careful, because I want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you, all right? So from me, Jerry D, till then, all right, take care, goodbye.
You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.